Highlight of the practice today was Coach Coob was there at the end of practice. Obviously, all the players, he talked to the players a little bit, and everybody was excited to see him. You know, he looks pretty good, so so that was really the highlight. We had a good practice. I thought our guys were into it. We did a few different things than we do on Thursdays, but we were in full pads today, and I thought they practiced well. We had, of course, Foster and Muhammad did not practice. Tavares Gooden did not practice for personal reasons, and Ben Tate was limited, which obviously he would be. So everybody else practiced and looked like they're ready to go. They're still evaluating his injury. So, he's seeing doctors again. So, yes, he did. Mostly that, you know, he missed them and how much he missed, you know, you don't realize it till you're away from it a little bit, how much you missed, you know, the team and being around them and that kind of thing, and that he felt good. So, that was his message.
Was it a surprise? And you mentioned he was talking about, you know, coming out a little early. Was it a surprise that he came out? Or?
No, we had been informed earlier that he may come out today, and so he was. We were glad he was able to. That's why we got this water.
With Arian, do you have any type of, you know, any more information about that? That's
no. They don't tell me anything. I'm just the interim.
Considering how well Dennis Johnson played when he hadn't touched the ball, would you like to give him the ball?
I think he added a lot last game. He's a good Now, between he and Ben last game, looked like to me that, you know, it was a good change-up guy. We had, of course, we had a guy last year that was kind of that way. So, but I thought he did a good job in the ball game, and we'll try to utilize him again.
From a defensive standpoint, what stands out to you about Arizona's offense, specifically
about
Fitzgerald and the passing
game? Yeah, they got a running back to run with the football, too, that's come out the last 2 weeks and made big plays, but you know, I have great respect for Carson Palmer. I mean, the guy has done it for a long time and done it really well for a long time. He's won a lot of games at quarterback, and he can take over a game. He's the kind of quarterback that can do that. And then when you've got a receiver like Fitzgerald, obviously, you know, he can make plays on par with a guy like Andre, you know, so. What's that?
Dennis Johnson, the return game.
Yeah, we looked at him at kickoff return, and we may do that again some. We'll see.
Who's going to be a third back?
We haven't determined that yet. I would say DJ has probably his, or Karim has the best chance, I guess, so right now. Mostly matchups, you know, what we feel like each week, how we match up and what we need to do. So that's, and KO's done some good things. Obviously, he had a big interception in the Kansas City game that when we were 1 point behind, it gave us a chance to win the ball game. So we think KO's done some good things also.
Will you continue to use the defense that way?
Whatever we feel like will help us win, you know, so. That's what we're going to do.
Is Ed still returning?
Well, he, you know, whether he's a sixth man or the starter or not, I don't, you know, it's just like a lot of other positions. It depends on what the offense comes out in the first series or so. You know, sometimes they come out in four wides and so-and-so isn't in there and you say he's not a starter and then vice versa. So, you know, it's really dictated by our packages and what we do as to who's actually playing the first play of the game.
Do you feel like you're getting enough worth out of him? He played about 30 snaps in the last game.
Yeah, I know how many plays he played. So
that's
what we do is try to match up the things that we can do against whatever they whatever we feel like their matchups are. So, you know, it's a game of matchups. That's what pro football is. And so we try to get the right matchup at the right time.
2-0 with Shiloh.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
You're saying that. You're saying
that.
Worried about the most?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you know, the first thing I worry about is defense, obviously, because that's what I'm, you know, involved in mostly. So, I think that's the key is us. You know, we want to play well enough defensively to win. That's what our goal is, to play well enough defensively to win the game, every game. So, you know, we want to play well enough to win. That's first on defense. And the other part, of, you know, I think will be smooth enough in that, you know, I've been in a lot of games as a head coach. So, you know, game decisions and things like that, I think I'll be comfortable with. I'm not worried about that. Yeah, I mean, you know, he said you know, do what you think you need to do. So I that's what I think the process will be.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet.
Yeah, exactly. We're gonna change this.